you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
And so it begins, the weekend I love to hate, Super Bowl weekend. And I guess I should start out by clarifying what I mean when I say that. Because if you've listened to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show for any amount of time at all, or if you listened to the Hudson and Harrigan Show back in the day, then you already know that I'm a huge football fan. So that's why this weekend is kind of a love-hate sort of thing for me. I love the fact that it's the biggest football game of the year, but I hate the fact that it's the last football game of the year. Look, I've been a dyed-in-the-wool football fan all my life. I mean, literally. My dad loved football. He bought season tickets to TCU home games as soon as he moved back to Fort Worth after World War II, and we almost never missed Horned Frog football games in Amon Carter Stadium. In fact, I was born in October of 1948, and my mother wouldn't allow him to take me to a football game that season. I was still a newborn. But Dad used to brag that he took me to my first TCU football game in September of 1949, and I rarely, if ever, missed any games after that. Of course, I don't remember that game, but I will admit I've looked it up. Frogs beat Kansas that day, 28-0. They even beat A&M, UT, and Ole Miss that same season. And I'm sure I was right there on my dad's knee for every home game. Yeah, football has always been a big part of my life, even though I never played the game. I'm too tall and skinny. I played basketball. Very poorly, but I played basketball. And I've instilled that same love for football in both of my kids. My son, Derek, went to TCU, and we attend almost all the games together. And my daughter, Skylar, followed in her Cajun mother's footsteps and went to LSNU in Baton Rouge. So she does love those Tigers. Yeah, we bleed purple in this family. So it won't surprise you to hear what my son said on opening day of college football several years back. He walked in the door of our house to watch the first game of the season with me and announced, "For us, this is like Christmas morning." And honestly, he's absolutely correct there. That's why this weekend is so exciting and depressing at the same time. I will savor every moment of the Super Bowl, but I'll be grief-stricken almost immediately after it's over because it'll be 7 months before NFL training camp opens and even longer than that before any real games get played, college or pro. Now, don't get me wrong. I still love basketball, and the Rockets and the Frogs look like they could be pretty good. And my grandson is a pretty darn good baseball player, so my wife Cindy and I love to go to Little League games. Plus, the Astros are a priority in this household. And no, I'm not proud of the cheating scandal, but I'm not going to let that stop me from enjoying the Astros. They've still got one of the best rosters in Major League Baseball, and quite frankly, I don't give a rip what fans in other cities think or say about all that stealing signs business, so don't even try to trash talk me about all that nonsense. Every team steals signs. And you know, I find it extremely difficult to believe that the Astros were the only ones who thought to use cameras to do it. However, at the same time, I'll admit the Astros did cross the line, but they were just the ones who got caught, and MLB made an example out of them. But again, as the old saying goes, don't let anyone steal your joy. And I'm adopting that attitude about the Astros this year. But this weekend is all about football. And I realize I got a little off topic there. But hey, that's one of the few things I do well. So I'm just going to claim that I was playing to one of my strong suits and leave it at that, okay? Football, Randy. Super Bowl. Focus, Randy. Focus. But you know, when it comes to the Super Bowl, I will admit, I think this whole thing's gotten a little out of hand. Don't you agree? I mean, just consider the price of the average ticket to go to the Super Bowl. I looked it up. Generally speaking, over the last few years, the average price is between $4,000 and $5,000 per ticket. So, for instance, let's say a family of four. They live in San Francisco, Kansas City. They're big fans of the local team. To book travel, hotel, and game tickets alone is approximately the same amount of money they'd spend to buy a new car. And that's an economy car we're talking about, not a luxury SUV, you know what I mean? That's nothing short of ridiculous. And even if it were the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl, do you think I'd pay that much money to see them have a chance to win a championship in person? You bet your life I would. What, have you not been paying attention? I'm a diehard Texans fan. Watching them win a Super Bowl in person would be a dream come true. I wouldn't pass up that opportunity to do that with the rest of my family, my football-loving family. Are you crazy? How many times do you get a chance to do something cool like that anyway? And that's where the problem comes in. See, the NFL knows that. They know that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of football fanatics like me, so they can get away with charging outrageous prices like $4,000 to $5,000 per ticket because that's what the market will bear. And I've even seen some sources claim that the average is higher than that this year because of the two teams, the Chiefs and the 49ers. And see, it's been 50 years since Kansas City has been to the Super Bowl, and the Bay Area is full of rich, high-tech executives, and they'll pay just about any amount of money to get a ticket, so supply and demand have driven up the prices even more. So, in a sad, delusional sort of way, I'm kind of relieved that the Texans are not in the Super Bowl, because I don't have to wrestle with the decision of whether to take out a second mortgage on my house just to finance a trip to Miami. Like I said, I know that's a sad state of affairs, but it's also an economic reality. Most of us can't afford to spend that kind of cash on one football game, and I do find that kind of sad. That's why I think this whole thing's gotten a little bit out of hand, don't you? When you have to be a hedge fund manager or a dot-com CEO just to afford tickets to a pro football game, there's something rotten in Denmark, as the bard said so eloquently. No, most of us will just opt to stay home and watch the game from the couch, you know, rather than rob a bank to pay for a trip to the Super Bowl. And actually, that sets us up perfectly for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Feeding the Fans. Super Bowl watching parties are going to be held all over the world this weekend, and food will be at the heart of it all. We've always limited our Super Bowl gathering to family, maybe a close friend or two, but some people go way over the top. As a matter of fact, there are some event planners who charge almost as much to stage a watching party as it costs to actually attend the Super Bowl. There's a hotel in New York City that's offering accommodations for the entire Super Bowl weekend in its finest suite, 4,500 square feet, four bedrooms and four and a half baths, plus a 1,000-foot outdoor terrace overlooking Times Square for the economical price of, wait for it, here it comes, $3 million. I'm just going to leave that right here and turn my attention to something a little bit more realistic, okay? According to MarketWatch.com, the average Super Bowl watching party in a private American home will cost around $207. But how will I live without the view of Times Square? I'll tell you how. By watching the game, that's how. Give me a big old bowl of chips and salsa or queso or guacamole or all three and some hot dogs and hamburgers and I'll figure out a way to get by, thank you very much. But of course, some people will want to do a little more than that, and that's why we're here. After all, events like a Super Bowl watching party are what we're all about. The possibilities are endless, and we want to make sure you have every available option at your disposal before kickoff. So we're going to tap into the vast knowledge of our favorite foodie here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. He's going to have some really cool and, more importantly, easy ways for feeding the fans at your Super Bowl watching party. So don't stress. We got you covered. We're full of good ideas. Or we're full of something, anyway. And you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the game for a change. That's what I'm going to do. Well, at least until the game's over. Then I'll probably just break down and cry because football season will be over.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's past time we checked in with our executive producer, Greg Berlocker. So here he is now. How are you, my friend?
I am great. How are you, Randy?
Well, doing well, doing well. You know, we refer to Greg as our favorite foodie on this show. But something occurred to me a little earlier. To one extent or another, we're all foodies, aren't we? I mean, it's not like we can stop eating, right?
Sure. We all have our favorites.
But I've often said, you know, an alcoholic can stop drinking, but an overeater still has to eat. So that's a much tougher nut to crack. Excuse the pun. Greg is the very essence of a foodie because he not only enjoys the process for creating a good meal every bit as much as he enjoys eating a good meal, he actually enjoys shopping for food. Isn't that right, Greg?
Oh, gosh, yeah. The hunt for new ingredients and new flavors, that's part of the fun, and even finding new stores that you've never been to. I've discovered a lot of the Asian stores have all sorts of stuff I've never seen before, and much like Chris Shepherd's new cookbook, you know, exploring new flavors. So that it really is a lot of fun to go shop and to look for new things.
And what about cooking classes? Have you taken many cooking classes over the years?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of fun as well, because you'll find that recipes or meals tend to have a framework of ingredients. And it's not necessarily that you follow it exactly, but you kind of learn how to build things together, whether it's a roux as a foundation for a soup or a gumbo, or certain things that go into stews or things like that. So Rudy Lechner, who is now retired, Rudy's restaurant near Gessner and Westheimer are still there.
Uh-huh.
And Rudy was the first food service manager, or the youngest food service manager for, I believe it was the Hilton chain.
Hmm.
Just a fantastic cooking recipe, or resume, pardon me. He cooked for Mamie and Ike Eisenhower.
Wow.
They would come back to Washington, D.C. Haile Selassie, the emperor of Egypt, when he came for JFK's funeral. All of these dignitaries, and he in the back has a wine room in the back of his restaurant, and he would cook tableside, and he would do things like steak au poivre or steak Diane or seafood medley, and my favorite is homemade Caesar salads. So I've learned how to do that after watching him do it countless times. Rudy had probably one of my favorite cooking classes where everybody, you know, wash your hands and all of that, but everybody got to participate, and we actually got to cook and peel vegetables and do the whole nine yards. Other cooking classes that I really enjoyed or been at, like the Brennan's, at Brennan's restaurant here in town. And, going back years, Chris Shepherd used to be the sommelier at Brennan's, and Randy Evans was the exec chef. And Chris actually used to be the sous chef and approached Alex Brennan and said, "Hey, would you mind if I take a turn at being the sommelier?" So, which is, you know, he's a great chef, plus now sommelier. So I think you can see why he's such a world-renowned chef. That I can still remember one of the cooking classes, Randy, that I took, and Chris and Randy Hillforth, and they just kept everybody in stitches, number one. But gosh, the flavors that you smelled and you understood, you know, how to do certain things, really, really influential. All of that information, you know, I just gobbled up and took a lot of notes, and I've kept those over the years, and I'll read through it and go, "Oh, I forgot to do this," or "I forgot to do that." So, I would encourage anybody that really loves to cook is give someone that you love a present, give them a cooking class. It's really a fun thing. And then of course there's other cooking classes like, New Orleans School of Cooking and things like that. So I know I'm forgetting you, but those are really great learning experiences.
However, Greg has other passions too. For one, he's a master with technology, specifically telecommunications and digital connectivity. He owns a business called Cellular and Satellite. Tell us about that, Greg.
Cellular and Satellite is a provider of services. And as the name implies, we work with wireless technology, and these are complementary services. When you're in telecommunications services, wireless, such as cellular and satellite, are simply tools. There's a lot of services that are delivered via fiber optic. However, just like you have a wrench and a hammer and a screwdriver, they all do different things and they excel at different tasks. Cellular satellite does a lot of diverse connections for internet connectivity. Think of Edgewater Studios, for instance. If your internet connection went down, it would be difficult for you to do business.
Yep.
So we can provide a very cost-effective backup for businesses' internet connections. And if you think of what the lost productivity of just a day or two of being down would cost a business, it's like a no-brainer. It's like, why don't we have a backup internet connection for our business? And typically we can do that very inexpensively with a wireless or satellite option. Satellite typically is more in the remote areas, man camps and drilling rigs and pipelines, things like that. And then another huge area for us is in the area of cell phone boosters. If you're in a metal building, you already know that your cell phones don't work inside the metal building.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the signals, they bounce off of the metal exterior, and the outside signals can't get in and the inside signals can't get out. So with a professional cell phone booster, we can solve all of those problems. And, you know, if your cell phones don't ring in your office, you're losing money. We installed a network of boosters for our bank. My personal banker told me that he would go out at lunch and all of a sudden his phone would beep and he looked down and there were four voicemails from customers. And, you know, after that happened several times, those customers tend to get angry, like, why don't you answer the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he didn't even know that he had received a call. So we put that in and we solved that problem. And very, very inexpensive. And there's another reason why people want to have a cell phone booster, and that's for peace of mind. If you, heaven forbid, have an accident or something in your office, and someone needs to dial 911, and the phone won't work, it would be a terrible thing. Of course, it could be a very litigious thing as well. Somebody might sue you because the cell phone wouldn't work. And actually, there's some legislation coming in the next couple of years. Every building owner in the Houston area will be required not only to have their the 911 capabilities tested, they'll also have to ensure that the frequencies that our first responders use work inside these buildings. So if you're traveling up a staircase or in the air conditioning room of a high rise, you need to make sure, like, for instance, the firefighters' radio systems work in there. So we're doing a lot of engineering surveys and working with landlords and designing systems to make sure that cell phones and first responders' communications networks work in all those areas. So we've been quite busy.
So how can our listeners find Cellular and Satellite?
Well, you can reach us through the website at cellularandsatellite.com, all spelled out, and or you can call us on the phone at 832-551-1000.
Okay, we've run out of time in this segment, but we want to talk about tomorrow's Super Bowl and food to eat while watching the Super Bowl. So can you stay with us, Greg?
I would love to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi friends, Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with Greg Berlocker, our executive producer here on the show and our favorite foodie. Thanks for making the time to visit with us again for a little longer, Greg. We appreciate it.
I'm always happy to be on the show, Randy. It's so much fun.
So tomorrow is the Super Bowl, and we would be remiss if we didn't get your take on the game. Who you got to win?
Well, it's a tough call for me. I'm really thinking that this is going to be a great game. It just looks like both teams have a really strong team. To me, it's a toss-up. Garoppolo just seems like, man, he's the real deal. Don't you know that the Patriots are kicking themselves for letting him get away? And my wife went to Tech, so we're big Patrick Mahomes fans. So
sure.
I'm really kind of rooting for him. I didn't realize it, but he grew up in East Texas.
Yep.
So he is a native son. So so far as really who's going to win, I'm thinking San Francisco may win by 3, but I'm really hoping Kansas City wins. I can remember when Hank Stram was at Kansas City.
Yep.
And just for old time's sake, it would be nice to see Kansas City win it. So I'm really looking forward to the game.
Well, here's a good question to test your knowledge of your alma mater. How many fighting Texas Aggies, as Dave South used to say on the radio, how many fighting Texas Aggies are playing in the game tomorrow? Do you know?
Oh, if I were to guess, probably 63 or 64.
Ever the Aggie. No, it's 2.
Oh. Well, I was close.
Armani Watts is a safety for Kansas City.
Okay.
And DeMontre Moore is a defensive lineman for San Francisco, but he's on the IR. And before you ask, there's only one from TCU, Jason Verrett, the cornerback, but he's also on IR.
Okay.
But the more immediate question to ask here is, where and with whom will you watch the Super Bowl?
We are going to have our youngest son out, and we're going to typically do snacks and things like that. We're not going to a party just going to make it a low key thing here. But you know, the fun thing about the Super Bowl is that it's an event and it goes on for hours.
Yeah.
So you've got all of the build up and of course the commercials that everybody loves. And you know, it's funny speaking about those commercials. When the game is not good, it seems like the commercials are the entertainment.
Yes.
And vice versa. When it's a really good game, it seems like the producer of those commercials, I don't know if that's just me, but when the game is really entertaining, the commercials seem subpar that year. So, but we're going to do guacamole and chili con queso. You know, I don't know if you discovered these, but through our relationship with Belleville Meat Market, they have the most awesome stuffed jalapenos and stuffed mushrooms that are stuffed with cream cheese and wrapped with bacon. And they have little metal pins in them to keep the bacon from coming unwrapped. And you take them out of the freezer, you put them in the oven, 20 minutes later, they're done. And we've just fallen in love with these things. We have, you know, a package or two in the freezer at all times. So we're set for a party. You know, 20 minutes later, somebody pops over, we're ready to go.
Well, let me ask you this, Greg. At what temperature do you cook those bacon rack goodies?
You preheat the oven to 350 degrees, and it's really important that you start with a hot oven, and that'll help crisp the bacon.
Ah.
And it doesn't take long, and man, everybody raves about these things. So that's a real quick appetizer that everybody seems to love.
Well, now there's another one that ties into one of our other sponsors, Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke, bacon wrapped shrimp. Now, I'm always concerned about getting the bacon well done enough without overcooking the shrimp or vice versa. So how do we negotiate that?
Remember the segment we did about bacon?
Yes.
And you do it outside on the grill?
Yes.
Well, what you do is it takes about 14 minutes when your oven's hot to cook bacon. Go ahead and pre-cook your bacon to about 7 minutes,
mm-hmm.
8 minutes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty well cooked, but it's not crisp yet. So it's still pliable.
Yes.
And shrimp are going to take a while. If you boil them, they're done in 3 minutes. And if you cook them any longer, you're not cooking them anymore, and all you're doing is making them tough.
Right.
But in the oven, you're probably going to take those somewhere between 5 and 8 minutes. So if you take the pre-cooked bacon that's been cooked halfway, and you start with halfway cooked bacon, then you end up with cooked shrimp that are not overcooked and crisp bacon. the other option that you can do is you can drop them in the fryer.
Right.
And that will crisp up that bacon real quick.
Now, do you stick with snack foods, or do you like to serve something more like a meal, a hot dog or a hamburger or something along those lines?
Well, if we're going to have people over, we'll probably go the full meal route. And there's so many things that you can do. I mean, you can make a meal out of heavy appetizers, but, you know, chicken wings are so popular these days. Great on the grill, and they're great in the oven. We have a convection oven, and we put them in at either 400 or 425 degrees, a pretty hot oven. And I'll put the convection oven on, and that helps crisp up the skin. And in 45 minutes to an hour, you got wings, and you would think that they were fried because they're so nice and the skin's all crispy and you don't have to deal with any oil, you know, that you have to pour out the next day or it's going to smell or anything like that. And then we'll come up with two or three different sauces. So I'm not one of those guys that likes the super hot sauces. So most wing sauces, a half and half blend. Or somewhere around there of butter, real butter, and Louisiana hot sauce. So that's kind of our go-to, and that provides a lot of heat, but it's not over the top. And then, of course, garlic parmesan is another where you can toss it with a little bit of butter just to give the skin a coating, and then shake on garlic powder and parmesan cheese in case people don't like hot foods. But one thing that's really easy to do is a pork tenderloin.
Ah.
You can buy them at the store, very reasonably priced, and pan sear them for about a minute on each side so you get a nice little color to it. Take the skillet and move it to a 350 degree oven for about 8 to 10 minutes. Depends whether you like your meat all the way cooked, well done, or a little bit rare. And then let that rest for about 5-10 minutes, slice it across the grain into little wafers, and just line that whole thing up and serve it with horseradish sauce and let people serve themselves. Another great, we had talked about easy to serve and easy to clean up, is a ham, spiral ham, and just let people serve themselves in kind of a grab and go. My favorite is boiled shrimp from Boyd's. So those 9 to 12 shrimp, count shrimp that they have are just amazing.
They are. And they're monsters too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And, they're always fresh and they're just, it's hard to beat. So one thing that I've learned, I mentioned it early, is don't overcook the boiled shrimp.
Right.
But the other thing that I've learned is I've been using way too much water when I boil it. I would take a pot and fill it all the way up and then put the seasoning in there. And if you really want well-seasoned boiled shrimp, is you just want about a half inch of water to cover the amount of seafood you put in there. So if you put in 1 pound of shrimp, that's only going to be an inch or two of water that you need. So that's how much water you boil, and you put your seasoning in that, because remember, you're only going to be boiling it for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to impart that seasoning in those 3 minutes. So if you dilute it in a gallon of water, you just don't get much bang for the buck. Whereas if you use a quart of water, your seasoning is going to have a lot more influence on the seafood.
This has been Greg Berlocker. He's our executive producer here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Great ideas as always, buddy. Thanks for your time. Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way.
At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
This is John Cornyn. Hey, I've already sent you a couple bucks. What do you see between Cornyn, Abbott, Trump, everybody running for office? I've been really busy answering the phone, man. So I'm glad to hear you.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, it's time to talk to my old radio partner for 30 years on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. Fred and I have been lifelong watchers of politics, but now it seems like they're watching us.
It's the drones, man. It's the black helicopters, dude. You can't see them because they're really high up.
Yeah, so were we for many years, but that's a different story.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, well, and we've also been lifelong football friends, and this is the big weekend. It's kind of a bittersweet weekend, though, you know? It's the biggest game of the year, but it's also the last game of the year, so how are you holding up?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually glad it's them in there and not, like, the Titans. That would just hurt.
Oh, it would.
Or the Ravens. So there's certain teams, you know, you just don't like.
Yeah.
And it's maybe something inside of you, or what, maybe it was a player they had years ago who was a felon or something. I don't know. And then there are guys like the Niners, which I really haven't cared much about, but they're the team to play the Chiefs, and you know, it's going to be fun. They're going to light it up, man.
Well, I must admit, my wife kind of endures my obsession with football, and she does a fairly good job of keeping her attitude and spirit right, but I do know in her heart of hearts that she's always happy when the Super Bowl is over. How about Bev?
Well, she's a bit of a football fan because of me, So she'll sit, you know, quietly. She goes, I like to have a game on in the background, any game.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's better than Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, no kidding. Or OWN.
Yeah, or, you know, so it just puts you to sleep. But football, and get your attention on that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'll miss it, but it's time. You know, new season coming. And so I guess one of these days we'll see baseball again.
Well, one of the things that I regularly hear from our listeners is how much they enjoy us discussing sports. So I think it's because we're not really experts.
No.
We're just fans like the rest of them. So let's kind of dive into the matchup. First of all, who are you picking to win?
Okay. I think the Chiefs are going to do it. I think Andy's going to have just a great day with that team. And it's been a while since the Chiefs have been there. Defense looked great in the last game. Of course, so did San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both just really a lot of fun to watch. It's great stories with Garoppolo coming out of the Patriots, and they're now looking at Jimmy going, we should have kept him, you know? And I don't know. I just kind of like the Chiefs in this one.
Well, my son Derek made an interesting point about this particular matchup. He likes the 49ers to win because he says they're a more well-rounded team. He picks San Francisco to win because they have such a strong running game and a stingy defense, as you mentioned, and defense wins championships, as the old saying goes. What do you think?
Well, I think the Niners are really, on paper, just amazing, and they are track meet. They are fast and just really, really, really quick. But I don't know, just something about the Chiefs that I like Patrick Mahomes. I like he has a swagger to him, but he's a humble guy. He's a good guy. And so I don't know. I want to go with people closer to Texas.
Well, I believe that the Niners' only real chance to win is they have to control the ball. They have to run the clock. They have to keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands.
Yeah.
And if their defense can manage a couple of turnovers or maybe some three and outs, that increases their chances. But they cannot win if they try to go toe-to-toe offensively with Andy Reid's offense.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But they've got a much more stout offensive line than the Packers had. The Packers' defensive line looked horrible. I made our guys look good.
Yeah.
Well, they made the Texans' run defense sure look brilliant in that from that last game from seeing the Packers play. They just fell apart, man. They couldn't stop anything on the ground. But the Niners are different. And to be honest, I haven't seen the Niners as much this year as I've seen the Chiefs. So that's part of, you know, what weighs in a decision, which team you won, which ones you've seen play more often. But it'll be fun, and there'll be food. And we're not having a party this year, so we're going to somebody's house. They had invited us. We went, yeah, all right.
So somebody else is going to cook. Somebody else is going to clean up. Do you have any idea what they're going to serve?
No idea. We just said, what can we bring?
Nah.
And leave it at that.
So what are you taking?
I don't know. Bev's going to make it. She's been cooking all week. She just looked at me last night. She goes, I'm tired of cooking. I went, aren't you glad we're not having a party?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. So we'll do some kind of, she'll do something really good. I don't know exactly what it'll say. Maybe a dip. Maybe, I don't know, cool dessert. Don't know.
But here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, of course, the Super Bowl is nothing more than a good excuse to fire up the grill or the smoker or the deep fat fryer or just spend some quality time in the kitchen, because we all know that nothing's more important than what we eat while we're watching the Super Bowl, or maybe the commercials, right?
Yeah, that's true. They're pouring a lot of, but they're going to be political ads in this one.
Oh, that's right. I hadn't even thought about that. That ruins the whole thing.
Oh, if I have to look at Bernie Sanders going, "You kids get off of my yard and go to college. I'll pay for it. Just leave me alone."
So what are some of your favorite memories of Super Bowl parties that you've attended in the past? I remember you and I went to our boss's home one year for the Super Bowl. You remember this? He served fajitas. Boy, that was a major mess. I mean, they were good, but I bet he had to power wash his hardwood floors afterward.
I think, you know, honestly, my favorite memory isn't a food memory. It's when the Titans were 1 yard short of the goal line in that last play. After that, I think I probably just popped a beer and said, "There is a God."
Yes.
Thank you.
Anytime Bud Adams is in pain about anything, I'm a happy man.
They're going to be a force in the future. They just look like they're on the up. So they're gonna do fine, but I'd never forgot that day, that 1 yard short. I went, "Oh, this is so good." Oh, goodness.
Well, that particular Super Bowl party at our boss's house was not one of my favorite Super Bowl watching parties, mostly because of our boss, not because of the food or the game. But I do remember going over to Jim Lago's place for the game 1 year. That was big fun, but that was mostly because of Lago, not the food or the game.
Just entertaining guy. I didn't make that Super Bowl party, so I don't remember that one. Or I was there and I still don't remember it. It's possible.
Ah, see, I thought I remembered you going to that party with us, but then that was before I put down the devil water, so I'm surprised I remember the party at all. So, in the past, have you and Bev ever hosted a Super Bowl party before?
Yeah, we've done a couple of them here at the house, at the ranch. And yeah, you know, it's always kind of fun to pick squares. You know, everybody throws in a few bucks and everybody gets a square and gambles illegally on the game. And I love that. We used to be, when we go to our boss's party, I think we did two of those. And I kept winning each year. I won like two squares 2 years running. And people look at me like, "Are you cheating?" I said, "How do you cheat when you pick a square?" That was my fun, was winning money from our boss. That was great.
Well, what did you guys serve when you hosted a Super Bowl party? What did you serve to eat?
I think probably basics. I'd have to put my wife on the phone for that if she'd remember. It's been a couple of years. You know, you do good basic stuff that people can hold and walk around with, don't need to sit down and eat at a table. You know, you do chili and you do the accoutrement, you do the onion and the jalapeno and the cheese and all that. Or I think in the past we might have done fajitas just real simple, fun food and lots of it. And then you wrap it up with what I like to do is you serve ice cream, but you put out everything they want to put on their own stuff, whether it's chocolate sauce or caramel or nuts or coconut, whatever. And then they kind of do their own dessert. And people, I think, like to make their own food as they go along the table. And so just keep it real simple like that, and then, of course, serve devil water.
Well, do you prefer an open bar, or is it strictly BYOB?
Oh, no. You put out stuff for everybody. You try to cater to everybody who's coming. There are certain people who like this, certain people who like that. You try to have at least, you know, a couple of those things out. Plenty of ice and mixers and things like that. And we never have anybody get out of control. So we got a pretty good group of people when we get together. So,
well, if you're coming to my house, you better BYOB, because there ain't none of that stuff around here. You'd be reduced to drinking the mouthwash.
There you go. Hey, that's pretty good if you had some liquor.
Well, my brother, kickoff is right around the corner, but that means the end of the season is too. And I must admit, I'm real sad.
I thought you were going to go the dia, that's all, folks.
And it is.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.